The five new lawsuits involve allegations that the Milwaukee Archdiocese knew a priest was abusing children and did little or nothing to stop the abuse. The theme is similar to an earlier round of lawsuits, cases that Milwaukee Archbishop Timothy Dolan said he would mediate. But Peter Isley of the victims' rights group SNAP contends Dolan has not engaged in true mediation.
These five original victims asked the Archdiocese, asked the Archbishop to go to the judge and agree to stay the cases and to go into mediation. In the letter from Matt Flynn, the attorney, he said, absolutely not, we're not going to do it. You have to drop your cases and come talk to us without a lawyer. These are just unacceptable demands.
On Monday, the Milwaukee Archdiocese will ask a circuit judge to dismiss the first five lawsuits. Archdiocese spokesperson Jerry Tupchewski contends that does not mean the Archdiocese is trying to make the original plaintiffs go away. Tupchewski says lawyers are welcome at group meetings with Archbishop Dolan.
What the Archbishop has made clear, and I think we've seen around the country and in these cases, is so much money is tied up in legal fees and attorney's fees that less and less goes to the actual victim survivor. And that's what we're trying to avoid.
But the abuse victims group SNAP says the church's stance is another sign the legislature needs to pass bills that would strengthen the victims' rights. Several bills are still in the drafting stage. SNAP says it hopes the new five lawsuits will add momentum to the legislation. Chuck Hornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.